Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tanis Daf Dalet, Tanis 4. And so in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara says the following source with respect to making requests when we make prayers to Hashem. So says Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Shlosha Shaul Shalom Kahogan. There are three people who asked in an inappropriate manner. And by asking in an inappropriate manner means we have no idea what they shouldn't have asked in this manner. But nevertheless, Lishnayim, two of them, Heshivum Kahogan, two of them, God answered them in a proper manner, meaning to say their requests were granted appropriately. Le'echad Heshivu Shalom Kahogan. One of them was the request was not granted in the manner that was expected or hoped for. Ve'eluhin, these are the three people. Eliezer, Eved Avram. Eliezer, the servant of Avram. Shaul ben Kish. Saul, the son of Kish. Ve'yiftach ha-Giladi. And Yiftach of Gilad. So Eliezer, Eved Avram. Eliezer, the servant of Avram. When he came to Aram Naharaim to search for a wife for Isaac, so he asked from Hashem that Hashem should help him to find a wife that's appropriate. But he asked in an inappropriate manner, because it says in Genesis 24, verse 14, that Eliezer said, or that the servant said, the young maiden who will say, that I'll say to her, pour out your pitcher, and she will say, you should drink, and also not only will you drink, but also your camel I will give to drink, that you've proved that she'll be the one for your servant Isaac. It implies that he wanted to take the first girl who did this. It might have been afilu chigeres, afilu suma. And so this is a difficult for me to translate, because their judgment system then was not what we would say today is our judgment system. But in those days, he said, let's say this potential bride might have been lame, meaning say she might have been missing a leg or blind. And so in those days, that was going to be considered a disqualifying feature or something that Abraham would not have been seeking. And maybe Eliezer would not have wanted that. So. Nevertheless, even though that was a possibility, I don't know, he said, oh, the first woman that does it, it's the point is, the first person to offer water is not necessarily a good person. So as Shiva Kogan, nevertheless, God answered Eliezer in a proper manner, and his damnu lo Rivka. Rivka was arranged, and Rivka had no blemish on it. And the second thing is Shaul ben Kish. What about Shaul, the son of Kish, that when he wanted somebody who could defeat Goliath in battle, and he made a prize, and he said, what did he say? It says in the first book of Samuel, chapter 17, verse 25, he said, Vaya ish asher yakenu yash. The person, whoever defeats Goliath, the king will give him a lot of money, and he will give him his daughter as a bride. This could have been a disaster. Just because a person beats somebody in battle doesn't mean that he's going to make a good prince. It could have been that the person who beat Goliath was a Canaanite, or maybe even a mamzer, or these are people who is prohibited to marry with them. Nevertheless, as Shiva Kohogan, God answered Saul in a fitting manner, v'nisdamin lo David, and David was selected, and David was kosher to be married. What about the third one? The third one who was not answered in an appropriate manner was Yiftach HaGiladi. Yiftach the Giladite, one of the Shoftim, that when he went to God to help him to defeat the Ammonites in battle, he asked in an inappropriate manner, because it says, that Yiftach said in Judges chapter 11, verse 31, he said, the first thing that will come out of the doors of my house to greet me when I return in peace from the Ammonites, it says in the verse, this person will be for God, or it doesn't say this person, it says whatever is the first to come out of the door will be for God, and I will bring it up as an Ola, implying that he meant, obviously, that it should be an animal. But let's say it would have been an animal that's not a good sacrifice, like a dog or a pig. These are disqualified to bring as an offering. So therefore, since he shouldn't have spoken like that, God answered him in an inappropriate manner. Heshivo Shalokahogan. God answered him in something that would be difficult for him, this Domino Obito. God arranged for him that his daughter was the one that came out first. And so, Vahainu de Kamaru, and this is what it says in the prophet Jeremiah, Vahainu de Kamaru Navel Israel, this is what the prophet Jeremiah said to the Jewish people, Hatzari, the bomb, Embegilad, is there no medicine in Gilad, Imrofe in Sham, is there no doctor to treat it? Meaning to say that the intent of the verse is that God was upset at Yiftach. Why didn't Yiftach, because he had made a vow that he's going to bring whatever first came out of his mouth, whatever first comes out of the door, that he's going to bring as an offering. So why didn't he go to Pinchas? Pinchas was in Gilad, and Pinchas was the gadol of the door. He was the sage of the generation, and he could have annulled Pinchas' Yiftach's vow, so Yiftach wouldn't have to bring his daughter as an offering. And also, he was upset about, the verse is upset about Pinchas. Why didn't Pinchas go to Yiftach? Neither one wanted to go to each other to annul the vow, and as a consequence of this, as a result of this, therefore, presumably the text implies that she was stuck by this vow, maybe even sacrificed as a result of this vow. And so therefore that's what the verse says. What's the difference between the vows of Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, and Shaul, that they were accepted, whereas the vow of Yiftach was not accepted? So one of the answers that's given in the Shut Binyan Shlomo, his answer is because Yiftach and Shaul, they were talking about a shidduch, about marriage. Well, marriage, you don't really need to pray for, because Eliezer and Shaul, because we know that Hashem Yisparach is the one who makes the marriages themselves, because it says 40 days prior to a baby being born, Hashem Yisparach is the one who decrees who's going to be married to whom. So therefore, the shidduch, we don't need this, because Hashem Yisparach already decrees who's going to be married to who. But Yiftach, when it comes to sacrifices, Yiftach should have been more careful and should have made such a request.